We're doing Kohelet. We're in the first chapter, and I want to dedicate our learning tonight to Lior ben Rivka. Hashem should send him a refuah shlema, and his procedure tomorrow should go well. We should hear good news. We're up to the first chapter, the sixth pasuk. So, we did the sixth pasuk. We're up to the seventh pasuk. Shlomo Melech had been describing the cycles in life, that everything is vain, and what's it worth, all the effort that a person invests? A generation passes, a generation comes. Everything seems to be just continuing, sunrise, sunset, and then just starts again. The sun wavers a little bit, goes from north to south a little bit, and it cycles from east to west, but at the end of the day, it's continuing a cycle. And now we're up to Pasuk Zayin, Kol Anecha. כל הנחלים הולכים אל הים, והים איננו מלא. All the rivers, they flow to the sea. And the sea, that doesn't fill. The yam is usually a reference to this large ocean, which sometimes is the Mediterranean, that's the Yam HaGadol, and sometimes it's the oceans. And the oceans really surround the earth. We know that Chazal described the world as being, the Torah describes it as being covered with water. And then Hashem said, Yikavu amayim, let the waters gather, and then the land will show. And then Hashem limited the waters, and the waters are described like a seal around the earth. So, Kol HaNechalim, all the rivers, Olechim El Hayam, they go to the sea. V'ayam einenu male, and the sea doesn't fill. אל מקום שהנחלים הולכים שם הם שווים ללכת. Wherever the rivers flow, that's where they return. The sea doesn't fill, and the rivers keep going over the cycle. They keep coming up from the depths and flowing again to the sea. It's cyclical. So it's כל הנחלים הולכים אל הים. It's interesting that the word holech we see is not like modern Hebrew. You'll find very often you get on a bus and you ask him, "Ata holech legeula?" And he says, "Ani lo holech laaf makom alita alotobus ani noseah." But you see in Tanakh it's not that way. Holech doesn't necessarily mean walking. It's not necessarily a gate. Kol hanechalim holechim alayam means they all travel. They extend to the sea. V'ayam einenu male. And even though it seems like the rivers would overflow the sea, we see that it does not overflow the sea. So it seems pointless. Why are the rivers flowing to the sea if they're not filling it? El Mekom, and the reason behind it is that the source of the rivers is that same sea which they're flowing to. El Mekom Shanchalim Olechim, to the place where they're going, Sham Hem Shavim Lalachet. That's where they return. From there they return. And it would turn out that, so to speak, they're contradicting their own intent. If their purpose is to fill the sea, well, the sea is filling them. So it's so to speak, it's cyclical or contradictory. So he said, why do people invest their life in attaining worldly things, material things? The material things aren't eternal. And not only that, but they work hard to get them, and at the end of the day, they're not even sure that they will get them. They could invest their efforts and not attain the worldly things they want to. Sometimes it's an external cause, just like the sun. It is set in a cycle where it's always going to repeat itself. It's never getting out of that cycle. And sometimes it's a person's own fault, because the person causes his own work at the root of things. He's working for something that's for naught, like a river that's trying to fill the sea, which is not going to fill because it's giving the water back to the river. So sometimes we enter an exercise in futility. Sometimes we are living in a cycle which prevents us from escaping it, like the sun, and a person has to know that. In life, a person doesn't have the capacity to do certain things, and then he decides, I'm going to do it. My parents always dreamed I'd be a doctor, I'll be a doctor. And then he kills himself and he's not a good doctor. And then a person cannot exit a certain cycle, meaning we have certain capacities. When it comes to our midot, our avodat Hashem, there our capacity, so to speak, is endless. It's not endless in an actual sense, it's endless in a personal sense, meaning I have endless potential between me and God. Now that doesn't mean that I have the potential to be you. I don't. But I have endless potential to be me. Me is endlessly high within a certain realm, within my challenges. You guys get that? Meaning we each have, within our boundaries, meaning I have my strengths. I can't deny my strengths and my weaknesses. I can try to overcome my weaknesses, and when I utilize my strengths, then I'll reach endless heights for me, but within a certain parameter. The Rambam writes, every person could be Moshe Rabbeinu. Every person could be a giant, and in Shemayim he's equal to Moshe, but that doesn't mean he could be Moshe. On his level, he could attain maximum, and our maximum, we don't know how high it is. You see, Rabbi Akiva outdid Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe looked at Rabbi Akiva and said, why don't you give the Torah by him? He knows more than I do. He knows stuff that I don't know. Every person has their own potential. It's not a measure. I don't have to be Moshe. I have to be the best Netanel I could be. You have to be the best Shai you can be. And now, within that cycle, if you try to go out of that cycle, well, you have certain limitations. Shlomo HaMelech says, it's like the sun. The sun rotates, and the sun has no way. He could veer a little north, a little south, but he's always within that same cycle. So too in life. We have certain parameters. A person says, I'm going to make $1 million tomorrow. You're not. maybe you will, but most people will not. And as much as they try, it's like the sun trying to break out of the cycle. By the same token, there are certain decisions. You got to set your goals high, but you got to set your goals in your parameter. Meaning, a guy says, I'm going to head the Zulu tribes in North Africa. Okay, maybe. Maybe, but is that within your parameter? I mean, you don't speak the language. You're going to invest a lot of time. And people do that sometimes. They try to live out dreams that are not within their parameters. Meaning, this is a key point. People sometimes exercise in futility because of that. And sometimes, it's what? I agree. That's for sure. Shlomo HaMelech is now, he's beginning with the hevet. We're beginning with the down. You're right, there's enough. And the other point, that's the two points. There's the sun, which is bound within its cycle. And then there are the rivers, where they've entered an exercise which has nothing to do with them. It's the way everything is set up. That they could work their head off trying to fill the sea. The sea ain't going to fill. Sometimes a person could work his head off. You know, when we were kids, we thought we could collect all the sand on the beach. So you start making a pile, and you work and you work. And depending on what age you are, at some point you realize it's not going to happen. Sometimes kids are at an age where they don't realize it's not going to happen. They want to know why you can't bring it all home. There are different ages, different intellects. Well, there are certain things where we set up, we enter something not because of our parameters, but because of the world's parameters. That is futile. It's just not going to work. Like the sea trying to fill the ocean. Like Danny said, you can't decide what's within your realm or without of your realm so quickly, right? The person could say, no cure for cancer. It's never going to happen. Well, they did cure certain cancers. They do have a cure for it. So we do have to keep our perspectives high, but within certain reasonable parameters. Yeah.
Once we've established what our parameters are, how do we know what direction to take? Because, like, whether or not to become a university professor doesn't seem like a shy thing for from Yid, but, like...
That's always going to be the challenge in Koheles. How do you apply this practically? That's where it becomes individual, and that's where a person should have a Rebbe. You can't give a rule that... I don't think there's a rule that will define...
But other than that, just one-on-one relationship with a Rav, there is no other answer.
Well, learn enough and you'll be the Rav. No, that's the truth. If they could, yeah. Yeah, everyone tries to have it. It says, Aseh lecha Rav, but whenever you can, it's always good to have someone to consult with, yeah. I mean, for sure.
But there is no other answer. Other than just having Rob, there is just no other answer.
Chazal say, the Gra says in his introduction that that was the tafkid of... Right. No, he's joking, but that was what I was going to answer. The Gra says that that was the job of the prophet. The Gra in Mishle says that was the job of the Navi, to help every person to find his own derech and avodat Hashem. The Gra goes into the difference between derech and orach and mishor, and the Gra says that that was the job of the Navi, what you just said. The Navi helped each person to find what is my path in avodat Hashem. So yeah, if you have a Navi, that's better than a Rebbe. And if not, I guess...
But if you have a Navi today, you have to kill him.
Yeah, okay, so today we're still limited. So...